You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So enhancing your personal devotional time with creativity can add depth and richness to your spiritual practice. We know that developing a consistent spiritual connection to God. Today, we want to discuss how can we help our girl children use creative methods to enhance their relationship with God. And we are joined on the line by my shepherdess here, who's going to be helping us here deal with these issues and learn more, right? And it is shepherdess Dorothy Kaputo who is going to be speaking to us. Good morning, Ma. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Stole. I'm very fine and blessed. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for joining us and agreeing to speak to us about this very important topic.
Thank you so much. I'm so humbled also that the Lord has given me this opportunity. May God be praised. Thank you so much.
Amen. Before we start the conversation, Ma, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us so that the Holy Spirit may guide us?
Indeed. Shall we pray? Our kind and loving Father in heaven, we thank you immensely for this opportunity of life and giving us an opportunity to deal with our girl child. What a blessing that you can use us vessels as weak as we are, but we can disseminate information that will make a difference in our children. May you send the Holy Spirit to guide us, to give us wisdom. Be with my sister, be with me. It is in Jesus' name I pray, thanksgiving my heart. Amen.
Amen and amen. So we're speaking about all things enhancing spiritual experience for our girl children, right? So in what ways, my shepherd is there, can music, including worship songs or hymns, enhance their spiritual connection during devotion time?
Thank you so much. Even before I answer that question, Mama, I want to look at the word enhance. When we talk about enhancing, what other synonyms means the same as enhancing? That is to increase, add to, intensify, enrich, magnify, amplify, improve. These are just some of the meaning to the same word of enhance. And our emphasis is on a girl child. Who is this girl child or girlhood? We are looking at a teen, an adolescent, who needs to have a personal relationship with God. This is a critical moment of a child, a girl child, who is in a crisis to identify herself. What can help her? One of the things that we can realize is music plays a very important role in any Christian life, but more with our children who are really exposed to social media. Music was made to serve a holy purpose, to lift the thoughts to that which is pure, noble, and elevating, and awaken in the soul devotion and gratitude. And in other areas, you realize that singing or worship songs impresses the heart with spiritual truth. Not only that, many a song is a prayer on its own.
Yes.
Therefore, it is very important, and I agree with you, music can enhance your spiritual connection during your devotion time. One, by creating a conducive atmosphere for reflection and prayer. Not only that, worship songs or hymns often carry meaningful lyrics that resonate with spiritual themes, helping a child to focus on faith. The rhythm and the melody of any song evokes emotions, fostering a deeper connection with the beliefs. So it's one way of even helping the child to get attached to the beliefs that they are being taught. Additionally, singing along or simply listening can be a meditative practice, providing a sense of peace and inspiration. And in fact, if you want me to add on, I can even highlight some of the important roles of what music does to a child, even to a Christian.
Okay.
Music or a song can work as a weapon against discouragement. So as the child is discouraged, let the child hum a song like "It Is Well With My Soul."
Okay.
You realize that the child will get motivated and will be encouraged, will not be discouraged. You even sing songs of encouragement of like I've already mentioned, it impresses the spiritual truth.
Mm.
It intensifies, like the word enhance itself, intensifies the truth. So it is very helpful for children. By the way, I am a teacher by profession and I'm a teacher at Sabbath school.
Okay.
And I teach 0 to 3.
Yeah.
And I've found out that music is not something that you should take for granted.
Okay.
When you are singing, I even tell my parents as well, I'm teaching the 0 to 3, please let them play around. Believe you me, when they get home, they'll be meditating.
Mm.
And just like that, mothers come to confirm that, no, teacher, what you said was true.
Mm.
So music is so important in the life of a child, especially music and songs from church, because the world is giving them the other music. We'll talk about it.
Mm.
But this music, when we intensify it, when we make them enjoy it, they'll no longer be the same.
Mm.
So let's make sure that it helps them to conserve their Christian experience as they learn, as they sing.
Mm.
It also makes them work pleasantly or praise. It drives the enemy away.
Mm.
The song helps us in our time to resist even the devil.
Okay.
Because when you have a song in your heart, like we say at Pathfinder, keep a song in your heart.
Mm.
You realize that even when a child is about to be tempted and remembers, God loves me, I can smile at the storm, the child will be blessed.
Mm.
We can go on and on. But these are some of the things that I can talk about that can help a girl child enhance her Christian life concerning music, worship, and hymns during devotional time.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I like that. And when you're speaking about the songs, I know, so for example, I also have children, and they know most of the Sabbath school songs, because when we get home, I try to sing along with them as well, so that they can learn that. So now coming to writing, we do have children that, our girl children, in fact, they have diaries and they hide them. They're like, "Mommy, please, this is my personal stuff. Don't touch," you know. So we're not even touching their diaries there. But how can the use of creative writing, you know, such as journaling and writing prayers to express their thoughts and feelings about their faith, can that help as well? Or they should not write such things on paper?
Mm, that's a good question, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, when it comes to it is indeed a creative way.
Mm-hmm.
Journaling and writing prayers can be a powerful way to express their thoughts and their feelings about their faith. They can start by setting aside dedicated time for reflection. As they use their journal, they explore some questions.
Mm.
They share personal experiences in those journals. They express their gratitude.
Mm.
So when they are writing their prayers, they focus on sincere communication. They'll even express their hopes, concerns, and gratitudes.
Mm.
So when you allow a girl child to be creative journaling, it will help them very much. You know, I was listening. I just took my time to ask one of my girl what she understands and how she feels when she's journaling. I want to read what she told me. She said, "It only takes a few minutes to sit down in front of a computer or a notebook with a blank page in front of me, and I start writing. I write whatever comes in my mind.
Okay.
I get the thought out. I am so honest and vulnerable to God, because the page is a safe place for me.
Mm.
Can you hear that one? Mm. And she goes on to say, after I have written and processed for a while, I then like to turn my thoughts toward the scripture and God.
Mm.
What I should say to God, and in what situation, what I would like for him to say to me. So it's like, it is another conversation
mm.
that they employ if they tend to enjoy this journaling. Mm. She goes on to say, so when I end my journaling with a time of writing out my prayer, it is essentially a love letter to God,
mm.
of being honest and vulnerable before God, of asking him for help and guidance and wisdom and peace and whatever it is I need in the situation at hand. So to this girl, she says, a journal is a great resource mm. for going back and seeing how much I have grown spiritually mm. and personally. How God has answered my prayers, because it is an easier way to see how God is working when I'm looking back at how mm. the pieces were put together.
Mm.
So when you encourage the young girl to use the journal, mm. it is the best way that the child will have.
Mm.
It will create intimacy with God. She will stay focused. She will have time to pray for others also, because she will be remembering that she had written that she will pray for a friend. It could be about an exam.
Mm.
It could be a relationship. Remember, at this girl, child, adolescent, it is so tricky. They have even friends. It also will help them to be accountable. How?
Yeah.
They will have no excuse of not praying, because they will remember they had written.
Mm.
Also, they will be able to see indeed how God is faithful, because they will look at what God has answered. They will refer back. It is a reference book. So a journal as a young girl is very important.
Okay.
To those who are not doing it, please, please, I beg them that they should start writing and having a small book where they can be writing. Even if I don't see it, I need not to see it as a mother, as an aunt, grandmother, but it is one way of having an intimate relationship with mm. God.
Mm. So this journal, my shepherdess, that they have, do we have access to it as parents, or it's something that they keep for themselves in case the issues of privacy come into play?
Yes, they keep it as a private thing. But if you have a very close relationship with her, it is very possible, if you would ask, that may I have your journal and see the prayers that you are praying. If the rapport is okay, the child will give you. But if the child is not ready to share, please leave it to them.
Mm, thank you. Thank you for that, because we are like, this is my house. Anything in my house, I read. Anyway, because there is issue.
Especially as mothers, we go to such a strength.
You know.
And may God forgive me. I would go and read when she's not around, but it is not a good attitude.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. So, this one is going to be quite interesting. So, can our girl children incorporate dance and movement as a form of worship during their personal devotional practices? I don't know what they would be dancing to, but a young lady said, please do ask this one if they could, you know, dance and you know, wave their hands, etc., when they're busy with their devotions.
Say yes and no.
Okay.
Yes. I would say yes or no. I'll start with a yes. Why do I say yes? Mom's Tole, one thing that we cannot run away from at the age where we are,
mm.
this is one thing that the children are saying, no, church is boring, what? It depends. But now, specifically this one, we are looking at my person or the personal devotion time of this girl child.
Mm.
I want us to draw some lessons from the Bible, Mai.
Okay.
Why I said yes. Okay? Mm. Why I said yes, you realize that David, let's take an example mm-hmm. of David. Mm. David as a king, you remember the time when we read in 2 Samuel 6, 14 to 22, I'll not read. Mm-hmm. I'll just paraphrase as an example. Why did David dance? Mm. David danced, according to the chapter that I've just read, to express joy. So okay. when we are saying dance, we are not saying the dance. I'll talk about it on the negative part when I come to know. Mm. Briefly, let me give the reason why I said yes. Mm-hmm. One can incorporate a dance or movement, let me be specific, or a movement as a form of worship, though it depends on the type of prayer one is offering. A prayer of thanks, most of the time, one can incorporate a dance to show God how happy you are. Other people may even cry out to the Lord with tears coming out when praying as a way of pouring out to God, our Father.
Okay.
I, for one, when I'm alone, when I'm excited, I'm praising Lord, I'm praising God. I stand and dance to the Lord in my own confinement. That's why I said no.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. That's why
you said yes.
When it comes to devotion time, she's alone in her bedroom. She wants to thank God for the many blessings that the Lord has given her. She has passed the exam. All glory to God. That is somewhere how where I'm coming in, that yes, someone can incorporate. Read Psalms 149:3-4. It says, Let us praise his name with dancing. Praise him with tumbling and dance. I'm paraphrasing. Why are we saying that? We are just praising God. Another example, ma'am, when I said yes, talk of Miriam and the sisters. We are told that they were so excited, Miriam and the sisters, they danced and praised God. This dancing signified Christian worship. Mm. So people incorporate dance as a form of worship. It is just a way to glorify God, express gratitude to God for the gifts and many blessings that you have received. Mm. That is the yes. I'm coming to the no.
Yes.
By the way, before I come to the no, when you express yourself in any, as long as you don't lose focus while in worship, when you read 1 Corinthians 10:31, the Bible says, therefore, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it to the glory of God.
Yes.
So to my young girl, I'm saying, the dancing that I'm talking about is not the dancing that I'm about to talk about here. Mm. I'm talking the one to praise. You alone in your confinement of your bedroom. Mm. You're so excited. You have passed grade 12. You praise him. You dance to the Lord for the blessings of passing the exam.
Okay.
When I come to the no, I'm saying no, dancing cannot be incorporated. Why? It may cause you to sin. Example, you go to Exodus 32, verse 6, 19 to 25. Mm. Israelites brought an idol, I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
In the process of the idol worship, they began to dance. This ended up in sin. You read, when we read Ecclesiastes 3, it is a chapter which talks about specific times and specific situation. For this one, I choose chapter verse 4. What am I saying? Appropriateness in all things is very important. Mm. So dancing to bring attention to yourself or body would be sinful. When you read in Matthew 18:6, I paraphrase, doing something that might cause someone else to stumble into sin is considered absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
Therefore, abstain from every form of evil, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Mm-hmm. So, such as tweaking. This is so common to our young girl. It is the not the right way. And you have found that even in church, they are tweaking, my sister. So this is what we are saying. It is not acceptable.
Yeah.
So According to Philippians 4:8, I paraphrase, whatever we do, whatever things are noble, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So that's why I said I can say yes and no. There is this tendency of our youths. I was watching one from South Africa, sorry to mention your country, Sisi, where our youth were dancing in church.
Yeah.
That was really not acceptable. That's why I said no. Thank you so much.
But we sing hymns. They can't track to hymns now. But what you're saying is very right. We have seen some.
Let me, for the sake of the lesson,
yeah.
I mentioned one of our friends' churches, the churches, the United Church of Zambia. If you have taken to it could be Facebook or YouTube, and you see how their choirs sing, you get to wonder and say, Lord, where are we? Are we in church or are we in a, what would I say, beer or whatever you can term it. When we are praising God, we are excited. There is a limitation. You remember I talked about appropriateness.
Yes.
Meditatively. So as our youths are doing it, those are some of the exceptions that they should consider.
Okay. All right. So as we are nearing the end, my shepherdness, I'm happy that, you know, you're bringing these things and it's things that we know and we have seen, you know. So what role can nature play, you know, in our devotional time, and how can we connect with God through the beauty of his creations?
Wow, wow, wow. Nature and its beauty.
Yes.
Nature, my sister, can play a very significant role in devotion time.
Mm.
By providing a serene backdrop for spiritual connection, we can consider spending time outdoors during our devotions, in a park or in natural setting. I was at Rusangu University. There's a, what they call a prayer garden.
Okay.
When you are stressed, you want to relieve yourself, you just go in there. It is so quiet, my sister. Find time to get there. You come and confirm. So you realize that nature will help you to appreciate God's blessing. It will remind you that God carries the whole world on his shoulders, making you trust him. As a girl child, you will believe that nature, the beauty of God's creation, helps us to understand that God can do anything. If he created all things beautiful, it means we can look up to him in every situation and expect good results. When you look at a lot of beautiful things that God has created, you observe their beauty, you reflect on the intricate details, and to the broader majesty of the nature, meditate, to pray, or simply be present in that moment. You are thanking God. Think of the changes of the seasons, the beauty of the landscapes, and the simplicity of nature can inspire gratitude and our fostering a deeper connection with God as the creator. You know, in our tradition setup, the time that we didn't know about God, you find our elderly parents who find a very big tree and they start worshiping. Why?
Yeah.
It is because of the way it is that makes them so surprised and amazed that, no, even if we don't know that there is God, this thing should be a God. Now, think of that, my sister. If our forefathers were looking at the world and its beauty and its amazing things which God created and started worshiping it, what of us who have come to know the God of our childhood? And we are able to see and confirm that, wow, This can only be God.
Yes.
I was reading a story which he was talking about an atheist. When this atheist saw the child, the firstborn child, and he started thinking on how this baby came out and how this baby is, and he said that is the reason that made me to become a Christian. Look at that one. So it is an aspect that we should encourage our girl child to appreciate. Go out for picnics. Go out with your friends and see the creation of the Lord. Appreciate it and praise God that we are part of that creation.
I'm loving that. So we have a few comments there that are coming through on our WhatsApp line. It's saying, I like the lesson. So dancing in church is unacceptable. So the person is just commenting there. Maybe if you can just add a few words that in terms of which dancing can we is acceptable or not acceptable.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Sisi.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, Mama.
Yes, I was saying
you were making comments.
Yes, so a listener is asking a question that is dancing then acceptable or not acceptable at church? This is not at home, but at church.
At church, it is not acceptable. Who are you dancing to? And why are you dancing? And what is the situation that is making you to dance? Who do you want to glorify in that dance? A church dancing is not acceptable. Thank you so much.
Thank you. If they come back with a rebuttal, I will text you my shepherd so that we may...
Wow!
Yes. So in terms of, as we wrap up, I'm going to ask that you do pray for us, right? Because we have spoken about this so that our girl children, they may stick to the ways of the Lord, and also us as parents so that we may give them the support they need in order to grow.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Before I just give a closing prayer to my girl child, I want to say, be exceptional. Remember, you are an architect of your own destiny in every aspect of life. With God on your side, you are limitless. When you read Psalms 139:14, it says, I'll praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Shall we support the girl child? They want to love Jesus. In their young, small mind, shall we pray? Kind and loving Father, thank you so much for who you are in our lives. We bring the girl child into your hand, a mother of tomorrow, a wife of tomorrow. It's now or never. Therefore, Lord, bless them wherever they may be in the four corners of the world. It is the girl child who will be the leader tomorrow. Therefore, even as they talk to us as the elderly mothers, aunties, and sisters, may we give them the ear. May we give them the shoulder to cry upon. Even when they dance in church, may we call them in love and show them the cross. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity. May you imbue the Holy Spirit in the word that we have spoken. May it make sense to them so that one day as you come, we'll come and receive you and do ourselves with them because that is your desire, Lord. I pray for Sister Stolle and the SID Media. May you bless them for the wonderful work they are doing. It is in Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.
Amen and amen. My shepherdess, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. We have surely learned, and there is a lot that we have drank, you know, from your wisdom. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.